say they're going to do to the boat?
Well, I'd think they'd have to be so it wouldn't leak. Well, the first time, if they didn't have a motor, I mean electric motor, they'd have to use the boat paddles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, you've seen them, haven't you? Roll the boat yourself. Yeah,
the, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what the way they'd have
they
to fix
have
that.
Them, any boats around here? I mean, any ponds or anything around here big enough to have little boats on, fishing boats?
Well, there might be little ones, so, uh-huh. But not most of them now, since they got that lake and you see here at Arkadelphia, a lot of them, you see, they don't use this like that. Ross, I grew up in the country merchant store, he has a nice boat, they go out. But.
Well, when long time ago, did they have boats, any little?
No, I don't remember it. I never did learn to swim. We didn't have, my mother's always afraid of water. That's not the most fun I ever had. My daughter, she came back and we went across the Caddo River and we wanted to get on the other side, you know, and we're in the show where the water just swift, you know, and it wasn't much over knee high. Me and my sister Opal, so my daughter, she just went on across. She could swim like a duck. We got up to Opal and I about the middle, and every time I'd raise up 1 foot, the water just wash it on down, seemed like. We got up here and we hollered for her, and she had to come and lead us across. I said, that was terrible. And now my old grand boy is about that I can swim like a duck.
But you never swam.
No, my mother never let us go.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
But I'm glad it's not. Well, I guess my old, I don't, she can't swim either.
Uh-huh. She never swam.
But Jean, my youngest daughter, she learned to swim out here. We've got a pond out here. Her and her girlfriend learned how to swim out here in the pond.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, she can swim good and all of her children can swim good. My mother's always afraid of water. Well, back then you'd hear of a kid getting drowned, you know, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have no brothers and nothing to, nobody to go with us, you see.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
It made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
My mother liked to fish. She would go down on this little creek by herself lots of times and fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you don't remember people ever having little fishing boats around in this area?
No, what they call, no, I don't, not what they, wouldn't be what they call a canoe, would it
well,
be
might.
A little old?
They might have some, if.
Well, down my door, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I heard her talking about the boys, about of a, out in a little old canoe and about fish, you know, I don't know, they must have been, you've seen them where they jump up out of the water and just keep floating. One, a bass jumped in this little old canoe that they was in. Yeah, and said, this is a nice one, said they didn't let it get out, and then it tickled them to death, they were just young.
Well, you know, when they put a boat in the water, have you ever heard them say that, call that launching the boat? They say
I've heard them.
They say we're about to
launch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard them say that too.
Now we were talking about. Oh, if you saw a little girl and she had on dresses, and you told her you thought the dress was pretty, and she might say, "Well, I got one at home this evening."
Prettier.
Yeah. what would you? No, you don't have one on, Miss Carter. What you'd wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron?
I guess they wore them, everybody did.
I've got a drawer full over there, Tara, and then I've got some on with arms, so you slip through just like a blouse, you know, that ties around.
To sign your name in ink, you would use, well, back in those days, they'd use.
Yeah, we wanted to have pens. You know, you'd have to have a bottle of ink. You'd have to dip it down in there. They didn't have fountain pens, you know, stuff to use like they do
like
now.
They do now.
You know, and so way back they used to use right with a feather, you know. You see them. On hee-haw.
On
hee-haw. You seen that? That boy right with that feather. He's always fat, you know.
Yeah.
And then, well, I've seen a lot of feather. Way back, I guess men did have to use feathers like that, but we generally use a pen or just plain pencils, mostly just lead pencils.
Well, now to hold a baby diaper in place.